The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Wednesday, February 2, 2022. Cuba maintains a zero-tolerance policy against drug trafficking and is stepping up surveillance, prosecution, and confrontation of this scourge, as reported by the local press. According to data provided by the Ministry of Interior, in 2021, special forces dismantled a criminal ring organized by Cubans from Mexico with support base in Panama, Costa Rica, and Cuba. Their intention was to introduce marijuana, cocaine, and methamphetamines using passengers, cargo, and speedboats in combined human and drug trafficking operations. Last year, Cuba seized around 4,162 kilograms of drugs, mostly marijuana, as well as five vessels involved in drug trafficking operations. The Cuba Sea Friends Solidarity Association has just condemned the U.S. economic, commercial, and financial blockade against the Caribbean island, a policy described as evil and abject. Our organization not only denounces and repudiates this position, it also underlines that no country, no matter how powerful, can override international law, he told Prensa Latina on the occasion of the 60th anniversary of the officialization of the blockade through Executive Order 3447, signed on February 3, 1962, by then President John F. Kennedy. In this sense, he considered the said anniversary an opportune occasion to ratify to the Cuban people and government their unconditional solidarity and their recognition for the determination shown for decades in the face of an aggressiveness that began long before 1962, which he attributed to the expansionist vision that characterizes to the United States since its founding. As part of efforts to recover tourism in Havana, experts in the gastronomic sector are exploring ways to solve problems and boost the travel industry, according to official reports published on Monday. The information was disclosed at the provincial meeting of commercial, gastronomic, and service techniques held in several establishments in Havana, local authorities said. Such meetings showed Cuba's potential in a leading sector for the future economic development of the country. The director of retail sales and merchandise of the Havana Trade Business Group, Maria Mercedes Convedo, highlighted the importance of these events. She said that they help to measure the labor competence of each worker, their knowledge, skills, and qualities as representatives of Cuban culture and culinary arts, while stimulating talent, sensitivity, and skills despite the current complex situation affecting this branch of the domestic economy in general, aggravated by the COVID-19 pandemic. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez denounced the cynical attitude of the United States government, which declared aid to the Caribbean people as a priority of its policy. Through his Twitter account, the head of Foreign Affairs once again recalled the cruelty and illegality of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by Washington more than 60 years ago. The vile decision to take advantage of the pandemic to increase economic punishment will never be forgotten, added the minister on the social network. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.